The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced on Wednesday that an angler on Lake George had found a mass on his fishing line and alerted a lake steward. The sample was taken to the Darren Freshwater Institute in Bolton Landing, where research scientist Larry Eichler confirmed it was the invasive species spiny water flea.
Volunteer stewards brought in some samples over the weekend that a fisherman had provided that he found on his fishing line. We initially identified those specimens, and there were quite a few. The Lake George Association then went out and did an additional sample this week with a zooplankton net, and they brought us some fresh specimens. I'm not sure the exact number in their set, but still more than enough to verify the presence here.
Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki has two primary concerns for the lake.
First would be the ecological impacts. Spiny water fleas compete with the juvenile fish, and also the smaller fish tend not to like to eat spiny water flea due to the spine. There is research that says that the larger fish can feed on the spiny water flea. The other impact would be to recreation. They're known to cause problems with fishing lines.
Last month, the spiny water flea was confirmed in the Champlain Canal. There have been calls by scientists and Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy to close parts of the canal to protect Lake Champlain. Lake Champlain Research Institute has SUNY Plattsburgh Director Tim Myhook conducts the monitoring for Lake Champlain, and he found the invasive in the canal system.
I suppose this takes the pressure off the Canal Corporation. It's troubling, and now that we kind of have a double whammy, the spiny water flea is coming into Lake Champlain from two directions. It's inevitable. If not this year, we'll detect it next year in Lake Champlain.
Lake Champlain researcher Tim Myhook says if the spiny water flea has been detected on fishing line, the Lake George infestation is significant.
That fishing line's a very effective sample because the little spiny little hooks just get caught right on it. It's safe to say the populations in Lake George are established. And it's safe to say that by both vectors, the canal and now the Lachute River, it's an imminent invasion in Lake Champlain.
Were we paying too much attention to the canal?
No, we were not paying enough attention to Sacandaga Lake, which was the source all along. Everyone knew that boat vectors were a possible source of transmission. And Lake George is kind of a really sad place to find it because they're on the forefront of invasive species prevention. They don't deserve to have the spiny water flea invade, given how aggressive they've been with their boat policies and trailer policies and other things. It's kind of sad that they have to be the ones who get the spiny water flea first.
Lake George is isolated from other water bodies, so the spiny water flea most likely entered it by human intervention. Lake George Association Executive Director Walt Lender says it emphasizes the need for boaters and anglers to clean boats and equipment when entering and exiting all water bodies.
We have no real way of telling exactly how it got here, but most likely it was carried somehow by humans, whether on fishing equipment or on a boat or in a bilge water or in a bait tank or something like that. And we've been getting the word out more and more over the past 5 or 6 years about cleaning and decontaminating your boat and your equipment as you move from one water body to another. Obviously, this one got through.
The spiny water flea was found near Mallory Island near the northeast shore of Lake George. A rapid response task force is beginning to evaluate options. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.